Hi, I'm Zach. Today I am here with Laura, Brooke, and Jimmy, and we will be talking about the risks and consequences of social networking. It can be a fun way to connect with friends, but also can be dangerous.
Texting is a form of social networking because it can be sent back and forth between people. Sexting is the act of sending sexually explicit messages or photos electronically between cell phones.
What are some of the consequences, Brooke?
Some consequences for sexting are being charged as a sex offender, humiliation, poor reputation, and sometimes suicide. Here are some statistics on social networking. According to WebStrategist, Facebook has more than 60 million active users, and on average, about 250,000 new people have registered per day since January 2007. Also, more than 14 million photos are uploaded daily, and the average person spends over 20 minutes a day on Facebook. MySpace has more than 110 million monthly active users around the globe, and one in four Americans is on MySpace. In the UK, it's as common to have a MySpace as it is to own a dog.
Here's a real-life example of teen sexting we read about online.
In October, a Texas eighth grader spent the night in a juvenile detention center after his football coach found a nude picture on his cell phone that a fellow had sent him.
Facebook is a social networking site where you can connect with friends and from other countries and in your own country. Many people are losing jobs because of the past things that they have posted on Facebook. That's why you should watch what you post before you do. It can be very dangerous to share personal info on the web, and people will find you with that info. Benefits are: make new friends and watch as your friends grow in your profile. Take surveys that others have created. Here are examples of the downside of social networking.
Josh is a good guy, but an emotional guy. He runs a real retail business, and he, like many others, is struggling now. Josh had to lay off his entire workforce last week, and after he had done so, he posted something about it on Facebook. People began responding to Josh's comment, which apparently opened the door for everyone connected to the responders to see what Josh had said. One of those ancillary connections was a reporter who contacted Josh about writing the story about his business, something that freaked Josh out. "I don't want people to know that my business is failing," he told the reporter. Then why did you post about it on Facebook?" he asked. "And I thought only my friends would see it," Josh replied. Josh learned the hard way that privacy is not given. Offhand, comments can turn into controversies, and seemingly meaningless actions can tarnish your image. These issues ripple through your personal life and into your business life. Part of being in a business, even if you're an employer of a large company, is presenting a certain image to the public. It is important to remember that your actions, even in what you think is private, is a private online forum, can impact that image.
Chat Roulette is a video chatting website where you get paired up with random strangers and many others. Many people around the world come on to talk to people they don't know, have a good laugh when they're sad, or just for fun if they are bored. Chat Roulette can seem fun in the beginning, but it can lead to several consequences, like people doing many inappropriate things or maybe saying horrible things. According to TechCrunch.com, Chat Roulette users are 89% male and 47% American. Here is a real-life example of a parent comment about Chat Roulette.
"Intriguing as this may be, as a parent, I am disgusted, I am horrified. It's not about building relationship like we do here, it's building disaster," Joel wrote. "How long before someone runs into the person who blew him off on the site and retaliates? Or the person who shared too intimate details with? How easy would it be to record all the encounters and post them for the whole world to see?"
Social networking can be fun, but it's also dangerous, so always be careful and know who you are talking to or adding as a friend.